On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In news, Justin, there are plans to ease some of the regulatory requirements for investing in South Africa's ICT sector. Communications Minister Solly Matlatsi says he'll propose a policy shift to the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. Matlatsi says clear and consistent rules are needed in the sector, including aligning telecoms laws with BBBE ownership rules. He says the changes aim to support national goals like expanding broadband, bridging the digital divide, and boosting investment and competition to grow the economy. It's believed the move could open the door for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink to operate in South Africa. It follows President Cyril Ramaphosa's visit this week to the US aimed at repairing diplomatic relations. At the White House, South African tycoon Johann Rupert, who joined the South African delegation, told Donald Trump that technology is needed at every police station in the country to help tackle the crime rate. KZN's finance MEC, Francois Rogers, has weighed in on the South African delegation's visit to the White House this week. President Ramaphosa and some of his cabinet members met President Trump in Washington on Wednesday. Trump seized an opportunity to again make claims of white genocide in South Africa. Ramaphosa and some members of the delegation refuted the allegations and explained that South Africa has a serious general crime problem and that no specific race is targeted. Addressing business leaders at a summit in Durban this morning, Rogers said he thought the South Africans handled Trump well.
I believe that we were certainly ambushed in front of the media, but once again, South Africa just showed that we're a true rainbow nation and we are true leaders in South Africa. That entire delegation that was there spoke in unison when you had one important leader who wanted to do nothing other than drive a racist agenda and discredit South Africa as a nation. And I think we stood up to that and I was proud of it.
The Constitutional Court has dismissed former public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's attempt to appeal directly to it over her denied 10 million rand gratuity. The court found no grounds for direct appeal. The justices unanimously rejected the application. Mkhwebane had argued it was in the interests of justice for the apex court to hear her appeal. And Japanese inflation spiked to a two-year high in April as rice prices almost doubled. Data released today shows core inflation excluding fresh food hit 3.5% last month, well up from the 3.2% in March. Rice prices soared over 98% year on year, slightly more than the previous month's increase. The rocketing cost of the staple is growing into a crisis for that government, which was already struggling to win back the public after losing its parliamentary majority in an election last year. And factors behind the shortfall include poor harvests due to hot weather in 2023 and panic buying prompted by a mega quake warning last year. And record numbers of tourists have also been blamed for a rise in consumption, while some traders are believed to be hoarding the grain. The top story, there are plans to ease some of the regulatory requirements for investing in South Africa's ICT sector. The communications minister says he'll propose a policy shift to the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. It's believed the move could open the door for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink to operate in the country. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.